30 years ago, the giant Canada goose was on the verge of extinction, but the species has made a comeback that amazes biologists. There were just about enough for a gaggle when humans stepped in to help in the late 1960s. Now numbering in the millions, the goose is a wildlife management success story that won't stop.
We've spent millions and millions of dollars to bring the population back. Now it's high and it's eaten everything in sight.
Standing on the edge of a waist-high soybean field on his Minnesota farm, Chad Jetvik points to a slough about a quarter mile away. It's obvious where geese feasted on tender young soybean plants early this summer, leaving large bare spots in the field. Jetvik says he's always accepted some crop loss from geese as a part of farming among the prairie potholes of western Minnesota, but he says the amount of damage is no longer acceptable.
I would say in the past 2 years in particular, but it's been getting worse each year, we've started to see huge areas. Just on this one single farm, at 200 acres, that's over $40,000 just right out of our pocket, and that's a lot of money.
And thousands of farmers in the Midwest and Northeast U.S. have similar stories. This year and last, Chad Jetvik has gotten a permit to shoot geese eating his crops, but he says it's an exercise in futility.
We came out here and shot one time, and the next time you even drive by, they're gone. They'd even know the color of the pickup. You know, if this one blue pickup we were using come around, they seen that thing, whew, they were gone.
Only to return as soon as the coast is clear. Those keen survival instincts are one reason for the goose population explosion. There's also plentiful food provided by farmers like Chad Jetvik, and lots of wetland nesting sites. There are an estimated 2 million giant Canada geese in the upper Midwest and Northeast. That's far more than biologists like Minnesota Department of Natural Resources goose expert Steve Maxson think is ideal.
I think a lot of biologists are wondering just how high this population can go. It's already exceeded their wildest dreams, I think, and it seems to, even in the face of rather intense hunting pressure, seems to be increasing in most areas. I guess the bottom line is we just don't know how high this population can get.
Biologists rely on hunting to keep many wildlife populations in check, and the Canada goose harvest has steadily increased along with the population. But Maxson says simply allowing hunters to shoot more birds is not the answer. The birds quickly learn how to avoid hunters. Then there's the eastern prairie goose that nests in northern Canada and migrates through many states in the region. The eastern prairie goose population is much smaller and less robust than the giant Canada, and biologists fear expanded hunting could destroy the species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service draft environmental impact statement due out this fall will offer several population control alternatives. They range from no action to targeted hunting in areas where geese are in conflict with humans, to extreme measures such as destroying nests and eggs. Steve Wilds is the Fish and Wildlife Service Regional Migratory Bird Division Chief. He says it's critical a workable plan come out of this process. If not, he fears future management decisions will be political, not biological. Wilds says the future of the giant Canada goose is at stake.
So that they'll continue to be recognized as a tremendous, beautiful part of our natural landscape, and yet not something that's going to be doing so much damage that people start thinking of them as vermin rather than really neat critters.
The Fish and Wildlife Service plans to take public input on its goose management plan early next year. Steve Wild says it will be at least a year before any final decision is made on how the Canada goose population will be managed in the future. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dan Gunderson.